Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes, as a parent, there's a moment where you go, maybe I did do something right. My oldest daughter, Mia, in Kansas City, calls me yesterday crying. What happened? What's going on? Some guy at work yelled at her, berated her, cussed at her. I'm like, and as a dad, you're like, man, if I was there.
Right.
But you're like, well, what happened? She goes, it was so bad, Dad. I had to go to HR and I had to file a complaint.
Okay.
I go, what happened then? She goes, well, then my boss was like, well, what happened? My phone's blown up. What happened? And I go, well, that's not a great way to react. He should be sticking up for you and trying to find out the story, not saying why am I my phone blown up? And I said, well, what'd you do? She goes, I stood my ground, Dad, like you told me. I went into my boss and I go, hang on a second. I'm the victim here. I got yelled at. I got cussed at for no reason. He's not even a supervisor. He's just a coworker who obviously was having a bad moment, a bad day. Here's what happened. Now, what are you going to do? And her supervisor stepped back and was like, oh, and changed his tone. In other words, He then heard the story and made an effort to correct it. But at first, he was like, what did you do? What happened? Why is my phone blowing up? So, although it's not a fun story, you don't want your kids to go through that.
No, that's not good at all. But it's a life lesson for sure.
Life lesson. I was proud of her. She stood up for herself. But you know, it was emotional for her. She was crying. No one wants that to happen.
No.
You know?
But that's such an important life lesson. What are the chances that I've got a kid going through something similar as you? I have a daughter who's going through similar, but she put in her 2 weeks and I got very upset. I go, there is no reason you should have put in your 2 weeks. She had a supervisor. You know, I have a daughter who she had to go to Norman Howard. She is brilliant in non-traditional ways.
Okay.
But when you work in retail, they want you to learn fast. They want you to move fast. Well, her learning, it took her a while to catch on, but she's gold now. But her manager actually called her stupid.
Oh.
And, you know, was calling her names. So she goes, Mom, you know how I feel about that. And I go, well, I know how you feel about that. But now she wins. You know, now she wins because you put in 2 weeks. And so I wish that I had ingrained whatever you had ingrained into your daughter to stand up for herself and go, no, you know what? I'm going to go to whoever's in charge of this person and I'm going to stand my ground.
Yeah, what really happened?
So that's a learning lesson that we're going over right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your daughter. It's never fun.
But it's parenting.
Yeah,
isn't
it is.
It? This is just real life. If people listening right now, it may not be that exactly, but there's other real life stuff going on, and it's up to us. Just because they know right from wrong doesn't mean we're done parenting.
No. No.
When they're older, we're still there to advise, to help them know how to navigate and do the right and wrong thing.
If you experience anything like this with your kids, you know, they're in their 20s now, going into their 30s, you're still helping them. It could go either way. One, did they have that moment where you wish you taught them more, or how are you proud of them that they stood their ground? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. Good Night Lights, Golisano's Children's Hospital last night was incredible. Check out the video on our Facebook with all the fire trucks and first responders lighting it up, waving to the kids. You see the kids just smiling from the window, their families, big waves, big lights on, Good Night Lights. They're going to do it again. It's an experience that you want to be a part of. Just being there, you feel good. And all you're doing is waving to the kids, but they appreciate the attention and all the big lights and everything.
Sure.
All right, we were just talking about my daughter, my oldest one, Amia. She had an issue yesterday. A coworker berated her, yelled at her, cursed at her. She diffused the situation, walked away from it. Her boss all of a sudden blows her up. What'd you do? What happened? And she was telling me about it. And I go, well, of course, I'm not happy as a dad it happened to her, but it's life. These things happen.
Right.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it was a male coworker, and I'm like, wow, what a weakling. Yeah, you're yelling and picking on a female there for no reason.
Right.
What I was upset even more is her boss. What did you do wrong? And she went to HR, filed a complaint. Then she went to the boss. She goes, here's what happened.
Right.
Let me tell you my side of the story. You should be sticking up for me because this came out of the blue. Maybe the guy was having a bad day. Maybe got cut off. Maybe he had road rage coming into work. Anyway, it wasn't right. But I felt good afterwards. Not that this happened to her, that she stood strong, held her ground, and told her side of the story. I really appreciated that. And I'm like, all right, hey, tomorrow, it's a new day. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You did the right thing. You know, now it's in HR management's hand. How are you going to handle this? Maybe there needs to be more training in the building.
Right. And that's just it. And so was there any part of you? And then I explained that my daughter had similar experience, except she did not do that. She put in 2 weeks. And then she kind of got in the car and I was like, what do you mean you put in your 2 weeks? And I said, you know, my lesson to her is you are never going to find a job where there's not at least one cruddy person. You're just not, honey. Yeah. And I mean, this is a life lesson. Being a grown up, there's going to be some cruddy people and you have to learn not to run away from them. You cannot run away from them. So, I mean, we're in the middle of this learning lesson right now.
And your daughter, maybe it is time to move on, because I think you shouldn't have to stay in a situation if it's that toxic. But the next one, there may be a problem too. So you just can't keep quitting.
Correct.
You got to try to find a solution.
Adam, there's going to be cruddy people at every job.
Yeah. Adam just checked in and he said, you know, I kind of knew my kids are doing the right thing when they're accountable. They actually tell me when they mess up at work and they own up to it.
Right.
And they say, how can I be better? In fact, you know Steve Jobs, one of the great minds out there. He said, here's the big difference between doers and dreamers. Doers will ask for help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help.
Right.
Okay. Instead of blowing up on a coworker, instead of management saying nasty things. Well, learn how to be a better manager. Learn your people. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. We're not all perfect, not even close. But as parents, you want to be there, but you can't all the time. As your kids are getting older, they got to stand up for themselves. They got to stay strong. They got to be accountable. Okay.
Right.
And so thanks for chiming in. We're having an issue with our text line. Forgive us, because we know a lot of people like the text. But if you want to call in and join us, the phone lines are working. 585-252-WBE, 252-9233. But our text lines are down. So call if you want to join in on the conversation. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe and producer Hope. Good morning. Who's this?
My name's Justin. I'm with the Hamlin-Morton Walker Fire District. And I'm actually the one that brought Bowe to the event at the Strong Hospital last year. And I wanted to just reach out to you and say thank you for coming last night. It was great to see you. My son was even excited to run India, recognized you from last year and everything, and you were quite the talk.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the fire departments, the first responders. I mean, good night lights for the children. Golisano's Children's Hospital is amazing. I had so much fun. So thank you for helping me last year. And this year it was Brockport that brought me out.
Well, I want to put it out there to the ladies of the room that they are more than welcome to join us next Wednesday. And I will make sure that they have a nice warm place if they want to come out and hang out with us for the evening and try it out.
You know what?
It is just as much for us as it is for the children. It's great for the children, but it's great for the soul, too.
I got to go.
Yes,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Do.
I will be there next Wednesday.
Justin, thank you so much for the invite. So it's going on again. Good night, lights, Golisano's Children's Hospital, next Wednesday. Yeah, I'm going to get the girls out. In fact, if you want to see what the experience is, maybe you want to take your family out, head on over to our Facebook. I got the videos from last night.
My son was actually born in Strong with lots of medical problems. He's doing great now, but I have spent a lot of time in that hospital. So the fact that my son is now turning 12 and he actually gets to come with me to these events is one of the greatest things in my life to be able to do.
Isn't that
so
something?
So bringing your family, it's amazing.
Awesome.
The little ones don't understand it quite as much, but once you get like an older child, it tugs on the soul.
Absolutely. Justin, thanks for checking in. And a big thank you to the fire, the police, the EMTs, the first responders, the best, absolutely best in the world, all right here in our area. Good night, lights. Helping out the kids, the big waves, lighting up the trucks. Ah, it's just amazing. Yep, the B-Morning Coffee Club, we're coming out as a whole team next Wednesday.